Timothy, of course, fantastic to see you today. We've got the Stripes Engineering 10s, of course. It'll be out at Gunnedah Rugby Park from 11:30 this morning. We've got a nice array of clubs coming from all over the place, not only within the Santos Central Rugby Premiership, but also around the Traps as well in New South Wales and Sydney.
Yeah, it's going to be a good day. Nice, lovely, warm day for a bit of running rugby.
Well, of course, you had the event last year, and that was a really good success and a great success for the club. But it's an opportunity now to sort of get everybody into the rugby mode of things, and less than a month until the tournament of the Santos Central Premiership kicks off.
It's March and it's time to start getting on a footy field, so it's a good way to hit it out. It's not as full on as playing 15s, but it's plenty of contact and plenty of running, so it's a good fitness builder for the season anyway.
How's the pre-season been for you fellas? You've been able to get some players come in and do some pre-season amongst all the touch footy and the Oztag and the like, and has work sort of affected that? And also good to see some juniors out there as well playing for the club.
Yeah, it's terrific to see all the 16s that have been coming to training. They're getting really good numbers compared to what they've had in the past. And but training has been a bit hit and miss with Oztag, especially on a Tuesday. But that should be all finished now, so she's all and netball on a Thursday. We haven't played netball, but we've been getting 25 or 30 guys most nights, and probably we reckon that if you added them all up and all the different guys, depending on night shifts and day shifts, and we probably had about 45 guys or something, different guys turn up training or something. So
if you want to go out of the club, just go to the website there, gunnedahrugby.com.au. And of course, the Darricon Gunnedah Red Devils got to the semis last year in the two-tier competition. How did you think of that went overall? It was pretty brutal towards the end because the top teams had to play each other home and away, and there was a lot of injuries, not only for the Red Devils, but also for the other clubs on the way through, as the San Austin Albright Blue Boys ended up winning the thing.
It was certainly pretty brutal, and we were probably one of the clubs that had the higher end of the injury toll. I think on the last day we played footy, we had 19 guys unavailable for one reason or another. But in saying that, the football is a good standard, and the guys played against good quality football every week. We think that the slight change in it this year, which was only the one round against the top tier, we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, it's a great opportunity for the club, of course, top four last year, and a really good opportunity to win the title, because on any day, any one of five or six teams can beat each other, and that's the thing. If you finish sixth or seventh in this tournament, well, you get a chance to win a second division sort of plate. It's still a bit gut-wrenching, because you would have taken teams out on the way through in the first round, and that's the big thing, is to make sure you hit your first round right.
I think this year's comp, I think last year there was probably only five teams that could have made the top tier, and Inverell were probably pretty unlucky to miss out. They probably came good at the wrong end of the first round. But I think this year the zone might have a bit more depth. You look at the likes of Barabar and Crindle, I reckon they've got a fair few more players, and it's Barabar's 60th anniversary, whatever. So they're aiming to have a big year. Tamworth Magpies have done a lot of work getting guys to come play for them, so I think that there's going to be a bit more depth. So our first goal is to get in the top tier, regardless of what happens after that. But that's our first goal for 2015, is to make the top four, so top five.
Yeah. And what about you as a coach? You've had a year and a bit under your belt with the first grade. It's a little bit different than chasing people around to play reserve grade. You've got a bit more of a settled crew, even though, as we said, you had a heap of injuries last year, and you're able to get the job done and put the team in a position to really get into those playoffs.
Yeah, we reckon we've got pretty much the core of the guys we had last year. Like, we don't really seem to have lost too many guys. Jamie Perrott's probably the only one that's really gone. We lost Peter Hughes at the very beginning of last year, and he's still out. Jeremy Brown halfway through last year, and he's probably coming back halfway through this year. And other than that, Jamie Mitchell's coming to training for the first time in 2 years with the intention of playing. So we've got the core of it, and we've got a few new guys that we reckon are going to add something. So we're looking forward to it.
Of course, it's great to see that Izzy Hunt's gone through and played for New South Wales in the sevens, which is great, hopefully, for the club moving forward there, with the girls moving through in 16s, 17s and 18s as well.
Oh, it certainly is. Like, I think obviously sevens is where the focus is because of the Olympics, but for girls sport, I think rugby's where it's coming from. Like, that's the future. It's got a big future as a girls sport. And having looked at the Viva Sevens the other day at the Zone meeting, I think they've got a product there that's going to attract a lot more people to play to rugby, and through playing Viva Sevens and Sevens, hopefully to the 15 game.
Well, that's the thing the clubs have got to hook into, and let Viva Sevens become the touch footy or the Oztag of the town, and that's going to be an opportunity for the club to get more people to come into the club. Finally, of course, you're part of the great fans that, of course, is Fleming and Ross. How are things going there in the cattle selling caper, and is the weather really knocking us about, and that's all part of the deal and living out in the scrub?
Being a stock and stay station in 2015, which is 10 times better than it was in 2014. The weather's certainly going against us at the minute, but the cattle market's as good as I can remember it in the 20 years I've been on it for, so here's hoping it rains and it continues like that for the rest of the year.